At the beginning of Mass today, I used the blessing of the candles, the prayer that is used there, and it starts off with, "It has been 40 days since we celebrated the great feast of the Nativity of the Lord, of Jesus' birth." And so what we're experiencing today in the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, which doesn't often fall on a Sunday, but what we're experiencing is the very ancient tradition that flowed on from the tradition which was inherited from the Jewish people. So several times in that gospel you will hear Luke refer to as required by the law, or following the custom of the law, or the law of Moses. It's mentioned there several times. Luke has made a very strong point of making sure right at the beginning of his gospel that he has Jesus not as an outsider, some interloper, some do-gooder, someone. He has made Jesus someone who has been sent by God. And in time, of course, we come to realise that this is the very face of God. But the people at that time never knew that. So Luke uses characters. He's the only one in all of the Gospels who does such a thing. And he introduces us to lots of characters. But firstly, let's go back to the law. Some of you might find this quirky, some of you may find it interesting, some of you may find it annoying. When a firstborn was born, you may remember in Scripture that when the Israelites left Egypt, God had struck down the firstborn sons of Pharaoh and the Egyptians. You may remember that. So fast forward now to the time that we're in, in Israel or Palestine, and the Jews had adopted the habit of bringing the firstborn. Well, it was not really a habit, it became a religious custom of bringing the firstborn as an offering to God with what's called a sin offering. And for a poor person, the sin offering would be what you see in the Scriptures, a couple of turtle doves or two other birds, something very, very minimal. And it was an acknowledgement that we are all part of creation and that God calls us back to himself. It's a public acknowledgement, primarily, that we are the possession of this mighty God. The ritual that became written into the law was that 40 days, or 33 days plus the 8 for circumcision, so they say 40 days, round figures, after the birth of a male, the woman needed to be, the mother, needed to be brought to the temple to be purified. Now, this is the part that'll make you squirm. If she had given birth to a girl, it took her 60 days before she was allowed back in the temple. Don't ask me. I don't want to go there. So 40 days for men, 60 days for women. And up until 1969, the feast that we now celebrate as the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord in the temple was actually known as the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It was a feast that was adopted through the Eastern Church first, and then eventually fell into the Western Church when the Emperor Justinian, in 535, I think it was, when the plague ended in Constantinople, he made this a major feast in honour of the ending and giving thanks for the ending of the plague. And then it was adapted as the Purification of Mary right up until 1969. The elements of the feast were always the candle, because of the words of what Simeon says, "A light for the nations and the glory of Israel, your people." So Christ, the light of the world. That symbolism begins, actually, at Christmas time with the star. So the church has woven the history together. It has woven the spirituality together. And it's woven the scriptures together to give us a kind of continuity of the unfolding of Jesus' life, mission, death and resurrection. And that's all Luke is doing. And that's why we've gone back to the beginning of Luke's gospel. He has painted a picture for us where he introduces Jesus through the acts of other people. So what Luke does where we start to get involved is what he does is he firstly gets an old man and an old woman, well beyond the years. He lets them have a child. He tells us of their birth, Zachariah and Elizabeth. So they're elderly. They can have a child. And then, of course, unfolding in the middle of all of that is a young couple, Joseph and Mary, who are going to have a child, but they didn't expect to have a child. And they probably didn't plan to have a child. So you're getting a picture of what life is like. Fast forward a little bit further, the 40 days after the birth, and we have another old couple. We have Simeon, a holy man, and then we have Anna, a prophetess, somebody who devoted her life to the Lord, both very elderly. And they represented and verbalised what the people of Israel were hoping for, which was the restoration of the kingdom of God. And they very often use the symbol of Jerusalem, so the freeing of Jerusalem. So we have all those six characters there, and of course Jesus himself. And what that does for us at the beginning of Luke's gospel is it gives every person sitting here tonight and every person who believes in the world, and even those who are curious in the world about Jesus Christ, it gives them all a role to play. And that's why he uses those elements and characters and characteristics of life. The old, achieving something really mysterious and miraculous. The young, being completely surprised. The elderly, waiting faithfully and in a hope-filled way. So for those of you tonight, for example, who feel as though you belong to the elderly part of all of that, all I would be saying is, as our body tires, we wait patiently and we wait with hope for the coming of the kingdom in our life. Translate that into a spiritual sense even further. We pray for a peaceful death and we pray for an eternal life of happiness in the presence of our God, Creator, our God of mercy. And then that will come a little later into forgiveness. But that's really attached to the second reading when we start to hear about why was Jesus tempted. Because the character of Jesus was to be identified with your character and with mine. There was nothing that Jesus went through in his life that we don't at some stage through our own life go through in some way, shape or form. And Luke is simply saying, identify with these characters who present us at the beginning of his gospel this wonderful story of which each and every one of us here tonight are sharers in. Our task is to find out what role are we going to play as we reveal this story further in our own lives.